The opening bassoon solo that's so iconic, he being Stravinsky, was quoted as saying that he wanted that instrument to be unrecognizable, because the whole point was to make the orchestra very earthy and less elitist and, you know, just part of that Russian folk history. And so he wrote the solo in the extreme upper register of the instrument. As a matter of fact, at that particular point in time, it was considered unplayable. Now, a really advanced high school student studies that in their excerpts. Those first sounds that people heard in a dark theater, by the way, the lights were turned completely down, and you hear this haunting upper register bassoon. And so there were immediately some reactions to that. And then once the lights came up on the dancers and the costuming was just so unrevealing. We were used to, in French ballet at the time, you know, there was lots of skin. It was all about the celebration of the body and its form and movement. And this was initially very obviously quite the opposite. And then when they start stomping the ground and doing all these very raw, guttural type of things, people tended to speak out. The music may have been ahead of its time, but the substance, the creativity, and just what it requires of the orchestra. It's usually a favorite among orchestras because they get to do some things the individual players do, particularly the percussionists, by the way, that they don't get to do in most standard repertory. So it's very enjoyable to them. And it's as timeless now, I think, or maybe a better way to say it's as contemporary now as it was then in many ways. San Francisco Symphony does a series called Keeping Score. It was started by Michael Tilson Thomas. And one edition of this is on the Rite of Spring. And the players, I think it's very illustrative when they individuals talk about their feelings of the work. And several of them use the word sexy to describe it. Because it really is. I mean, there's just things like in Spring Rounds, as slow as that is, I mean, you could hear that kind of groove, literally that kind of groove in a rap recording. It's about as elemental as it gets. By the time Disney was ready to explore this, by that time, those rhythms and those harmonies and things of that nature so much reacted to Stravinsky, and particularly to the Rite after its premiere. It influenced so many things beyond just music that it was much more mainstream by that time, I think. It's been quoted and used for compositional material by so many American jazz artists. I know Don Sobieski did an arrangement of it, an elaborate one that's still kind of considered a standard in that repertory. So it doesn't surprise me at all that it inspires choreographers and now maybe videographers and people of that ilk to do things. It just has that quality.